Good morning and welcome back. This is Sharp Elbows with me, Francesca Hong, my phenomenal chief of staff, Nada El-Makashvi. And this morning we are joined by the one and only, I think one and only, Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. And before the break, we were talking about the Bucks. We were talking about the resiliency of the people in the city of Milwaukee, what the championship means to them, and what the past decade of the political climate and the scapegoating of the city of Milwaukee has really kind of done to politics in our state and people. And as a member of the state legislature, I've witnessed firsthand the scapegoating and the lack of accountability some of my Republican colleagues have taken when it comes to really extracting economic developments and economic incentives from the two big cities in Wisconsin and sometimes Green Bay as well, and really demeaning us for issues that they have perpetuated from defunding things like public education, like investment in public infrastructure and transit. And speaking of that, Dan, you have written a phenomenal series called Expanding the Divide on highway expansion in the state, specifically I-94. And we're hoping if you could give us just kind of a brief synopsis of that piece. And then we've got a couple questions regarding it too.
Yeah, sure. So I've been working on this one for a little while. And I finally finished the last few pieces of it. But Expanding the Divide is, you know, an in-depth look at the conversation surrounding the proposed expansion of I-94, the 3.5 mile east-west corridor of I-94 in the city of Milwaukee. You know, this has been a project that has been proposed in a variety of different forms over the past few years. It was revived again by Governor Evers last year. You know, infrastructure is such a big issue in this country right now. And it's been made a priority by the new presidential administration. And kind of with that in mind, I really wanted to dive into that conversation because it, you know, it has kind of flown under the radar, I feel like, a little bit in Milwaukee. And it's this potential billion-dollar project that is going to reshape the infrastructure on the west side of town in particular. Around the stadium interchange and some of the highways around it for the next, you know, it's going to be kind of set in place what this side of the city is going to look like for the next 50 years. And I think it's an interesting issue because it doesn't cut along the traditional left, right, red, blue political lines that so many things often cut down in Wisconsin. And so I'm always interested in those kinds of issues. I covered the Bucks Arena debate really closely several years ago, and that was another one that didn't cut along the traditional political line. So I'm always interested in that kind of thing as well. So when, you know, Evers proposed this, there was a lot of people who are normally Evers supporters, Democratic supporters, liberal interest groups that came out very vocally and strongly against the proposed highway expansion. And so basically I started with the idea of saying, let's hear what they have to say. Let's hear what these people who are opposed to this project have to say. So I conducted more than a dozen interviews with people from the opposition group, at length interviews, everybody from environmental groups to racial justice groups to biking pedestrian advocacy groups to urbanists to business community to political leaders all over the map. To try and get a handle on what the real issue is with this. And so so I kind of looked at this through the lens of past projects as well. The zoo interchange project that started almost a decade ago now and is still ongoing was one of the biggest, maybe the in dollar figures, the biggest public works project in the history of the state. And that project was sued for racial discrimination. The biggest project in the history of the state was deemed by a court of law to be racially discriminatory. And now we're back doing the same thing all over again. So I really jumped into that issue, took a look at the opposition, had a long one part of the story, probably the longest part of the story, part of the series is just focusing on what the opposition had to say, what some of those issues are. And then I took another piece of the series to just kind of look at the, you know, where the rubber meets the road, what's actually happening, what's happening at the state level, what's happening at the local level. And then I finished the series with a column on tearing down the stadium freeway, which is connected to this piece of interstate that that, you know, folks are looking to expand. So lots of different ways to approach the story, lots of different factors involved, and you know, it's just a big, huge issue that I think we need to be paying more attention to.
Yeah. Well, you said you talked to 12 people. Were there a lot of people that were willing? Usually when there's a contentious political issue, people in government and policy tend to be a little shy about speaking at length. Did you find relative kind of, you know, openness when you brought up the subject, either with activists or policymakers?
Yeah, I think the activists and you know, groups that were opposed to this were really excited to talk to me because they had such little attention to their cause. Nobody had really been diving into it as a bigger issue. You know, you'd get these stories, you know, joint finance approves the highway expansion, on it goes. And then it's just a one day story from there. So they really appreciated the big picture look. And I think from public officials, I got some people who were less interested in talking to me, some who were more than happy to talk to me at length. I had a good interview with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, who's actually still on the fence for this project. He has not said yet whether he's for or against. So he's hoping to have that public process play out. And that's something that's going to be, you know, hopefully happening now over the next year, is to really have the community discussion on what's going to happen next with this project.
Mm-hmm. In the minute, I don't want to delve too much before the break into what the general opposition is to the expansion, but in the minute before, I'm wondering where the expansion is right now. I know that Scott Walker had kind of paused the project and then Evers revived it. Was it in the budget? Did it pass? Where are we at with it?
So it passed in the budget, but it has been delayed because going to do a supplemental environmental impact statement because the last time that they did one of those environmental impact statements, it was several years ago. So
okay,
had to pick it up from there.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much, Dan. We will see you after the break.